Who has any idea when they're standing there at the altar looking all goo-goo-eyed at each other what those vows really mean? But there's a reason for those vows. They anticipate what a marriage commitment to someone really means over a lifetime. I'm glad they video record and audio record weddings. As the years unfold, you need to listen again to what you promised. Our wedding was recorded. It was actually chiseled on stone tablets by a stenographer. And it was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long. It was too soon for a videotape, but we did get an audio tape. We had the privilege of writing our wedding ceremony, so we got to make a very personal commitment to each other in our vows. But for all the words we said that day, three words capture the essence of what it means to totally commit the rest of your life to someone. Forsaking all others. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the go-to God that's got to go. The night I married the precious love of my life, I wasn't only committing myself to love her. I was abandoning any other love, past, present, or future. I hadn't met all the other women I would meet in my life, but that didn't matter. Sight unseen, not knowing what would come up, I was forsaking any other partner and committing everything I had to one woman for my whole life. Your marriage commitment, as important as that is the second most important commitment in your life. And it's far behind the most important one. The most important commitment of your life is the one you make to Jesus Christ, because he's the one who died for you. He is your only hope for now and forever. He's the one you were made by and made for. As the Bible says, all things were created by him and for him. That includes you. He's your reason for living. He's your destiny. If you don't belong to him, you're missing the reason there's a you. But here's the problem. Many people look at the incredible love Jesus showed for them by dying for them on the cross, the awesome power he's proven by his resurrection from the dead, and they say, oh, I want to belong to him, and they make a commitment to Jesus. But many miss the forsaking all others part of a lifetime commitment, the abandoning of all other gods. In other words, you can't have a one-hand savior, a savior you grab with just one hand while you keep your other hand on another god. I call it your go-to god. Whatever you go to when the pressure's on, when the feeling's gone, when you're hurting, when you're restless. It could be a guy or girl you hang on to, or something you use to relieve the pain. Old friends, old habits, pornography, a religion or spirituality that's not about Jesus being your only hope, things you do to feel loved or accepted or significant. When you do that, you're slapping Jesus with the ultimate insult. You're not enough, Jesus. I need this too. Jesus and just doesn't cut it any more than my wife and someone else would cut it. When Jesus has sacrificed his life for you, when he has all the power and all the love in the universe, how could you need something or someone else to fall back on? Not long ago at a conference for young people, I asked them to write their other gods on a card, the things or people that they tend to go to when the going gets tough. There was a cross at the front of the auditorium. At the end of the meeting, I asked them to bring the card that represented their other gods, and if they were willing to do this before the Savior, who would never forget what they did, to tear up that card and leave the fragments of their other gods at the foot of the cross. You don't have a card, but I'm asking you to make that same kind of surrender to Jesus where you are. To finally make Jesus your two-hand Savior, the one you're holding with both hands, because you've abandoned what's always been in the other hand. And if you've never really put all your trust in Jesus to be the Savior, the leader of your life, let this be the day you get it settled. If you're ready to grab him with both hands and really begin a personal love relationship with him, and go visit our website where there's a lot of great information about beginning this relationship, yoursforlife.net. He surrendered it all for you. Can you do less for him?
A Word with You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.